Well, on the Indo-Canadian Report today, we're talking about Tahawur Rana, who is facing trial in a Chicago courtroom for his alleged involvement in a massacre in Mumbai in November of 2008. 164 people were killed in what is now known as 2611. Over 300 were wounded. Mr. Rana is a Canadian citizen. American David Headley, who was convicted for his role in 2611, has testified against Rana, who is his former best friend. And joining me to talk about the trial and its implications for the South Asian community in Canada is T.V. Paul. He is a professor of political science at McGill University here in Montreal. Professor Paul, welcome to the program once again.
Thank you.
Could you tell us, first of all, what exactly is Tahawur Rana on trial for in Chicago?
Well, Mr. Rana ran what you call an immigration service, which helped the other criminal in this conspiracy to travel to India, Mr. Headley, to India, and then find out all the spots that the Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists were going to attack. And so, in a sense, he's an accomplice, or he's helping the process. And his revelations are coming out on what he contributed and his supportive role. He was certainly very much part of this conspiracy. And he was also very much a sympathizer of the whole plot. And what he's revealing now is that he's a fundamentalist and determined to impose considerable damage on India as well as innocent people in Mumbai.
Now, if Rana is found guilty, I suppose of being an accomplice to the attack, he's a Canadian citizen. How is this going to affect national security in Canada and the U.S., given that he is a Canadian citizen?
Yeah, but as far as I know, he operates from the United States, so he's most likely be an American resident. Otherwise, he cannot work in the United States. So, of some sorts, you know. So, I think he's likely to be held as well as in jail. If there is a sentence, likely to be taken place in the United States. I think the big question here is why Canada was not able to find out more about this gentleman who has been living in Canada for a while, I believe, and then moved to the United States and roaming around the world pretending as an immigration consultant. And his trial and all revealed that Canada or Canadians of South Asian origin, some of them, are involved in this sort of murky affairs. One cannot blame all Pakistani citizens, but clearly there are a number of people who should be under the radar of Canadian intelligence and others, security forces, to see that nothing of this sort comes out of Canada, because Canada has also been the home of quite a few other terrorist groups, Tamil groups, Sikh groups, you know, whatnot. So this is important that without losing people's freedom and other things that we cherish as a democracy, Canada ought to work on preventing individuals like this coming out of its soil and engaging in global terrorism.
Professor Paul, do you see something like this as having any kind of effect here in Canada between, say, the two communities of Pakistani Canadians and Indo-Canadians?
I don't think so. I don't think the average Pakistani is sympathetic to this gentleman or his activities, although some may be. But obviously, the more revelations are coming out, the most important thing is the relations between India and Pakistan, and Pakistan and the United States. This whole thing, apparently the operation was conducted with the help and knowledge of the ISI, the Pakistani Intelligence Agency, and the Lashkar-e-Taiba seemed to be working under the tutelage of this Pakistani intelligence. Mm-hmm. And this is coming just after the Osama bin Laden thing, which we now know that was going on in Abbottabad, very close to the Pakistani military academy. So all this suggests that Pakistan has been playing a kind of symmetric game of using terrorism for its so-called national security goals, which indeed have hurt them in the long run. Tactically, maybe helping the Pakistani elite to gain scoring a point here or there, but if you look at the overall picture, Pakistan has been a victim, self-imposed victim. This is a big difference. People forget that it's a choice that the Pakistani elite have made, that is to seek the help of these groups to achieve whatever its goals vis-a-vis India, whatever goals in Afghanistan with the United States, etc. So the game they are playing this in this deadly game, using international jihadist groups and individuals like Rana and others, clearly have implications for long-term peace in South Asia and beyond. And so until and unless Pakistan gives it up, or Pakistani military and the ISI all give it up, this notion of fighting global jihad in the name of national security, in the name of a particular religious viewpoint, we are not going to get peace in that region. And that is, whatever be the justification, the use of terrorism to kill innocent people have hurt all trust one can have toward, or affection one may have toward Pakistan and its people, and its people are suffering. So in a way, it is not just Canada alone here. It is the issue of South Asian security, South Asian peace in the region, and larger relations involving these countries.
Well, Mr. Paul, thank you very much for joining us today on the program.
Thank you.
And that is T.V. Paul. He is a professor of political science at McGill University here in Montreal. And the Indo-Canadian Report is heard in India and Canada on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at this time.